This is a recording for Joseph William, J O S E P H W I L L I A M S. Joseph William, it is a procedure recording for date of service is 5/16/2022, date of birth 11/5/73. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. Number 3, injection of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon on the right side. And then injection of the right intra-articular shoulder injection. Injection of the right intra-articular knee injection. Medical indications for these procedures are as follows. Mr. Joseph William has been having a chronic pain in the area of neck, mid-back, and lower back, as well as right shoulder and right knee. The subsequent physical examination was found positive, and he underwent a MRI, which shows the following. In the right knee, there is a complex tear of the posterior horn of medial meniscus extending into the body, and lateral meniscus appears unremarkable. Strain of the anterior cruciate ligament and moderate knee effusion. Among the shoulder, it appears that he has a inflammation of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon, as well as AC joint hypertrophy and the subacromial bursitis, shoulder joint effusion, and complex tear of the anterior superior labrum. In the lumbar spine, patient has following issues. He has damage to L2 and L3 level, where there is a peripheral disc desiccation, borderline right-sided height loss, minimal end plate spondylosis, grade 1 L2 retroral lysthesis of about 2 mm, and posterior disc bulge of about 3.5 mm. No herniated disc, but there is also a right facet arthrosis. At L4, L5, there is a grade 1 L4 retroral lysthesis of about 2 to 3 mm, and posterior disc bulging eccentric to the left, and up to 3 to 4 millimeter AP in the left foramina and posterior lateral space. At L5 S1, there is posterior disc bulge, left-sided disc height loss, minimal end plate spondylosis, broad-based posterior midline disc protrusion, and with annular fissuring, measuring 18 by 4.5 millimeter, mild to moderate facet arthrosis, and right ventricular assessment. These findings are present, so patient is being provided a fifth epidural injection in the hope of providing a complete relief of pain and symptoms, relief as well as decreased need of surgery, and hopefully improve ADL as well as decreased need for pain medication. The procedure for LESI with epidurogram was done according to the protocol. The injection of the right knee intra-articular was done according to the protocol. Injection of the right shoulder and right supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon is also done according to the protocol. Please use that. Thank you very much.